Okay, Shavuot Tov, everybody. So the 31st and final chapter of Mishlei contains the Ishus Chayil. Doesn't begin there, but I did want to dedicate the learning to the memory of my illustrious maternal grandmother, Peshet Cyril Bas Yaakov, who passed away this summer, just before we began our learning of Mishlei. And, her role in our family is very much an inspiration for I want to share in a conclusion of our study of Sefer Mishlei. So the 31st chapter begins, according to Rashi, again with another name for Shlomo HaMelech, Lemuel. The Malbim, as we noted already in the last parak, thinks that we're talking about a different individual. Divrei Lemuel Melech Masa Asher Yisarto Imo, somebody who was rebuked by his mother, by this matriarch figure. Of course, in Shlomo's case, it would have been Batsheva, the Agada, which is cited. And by Rashi, notes that when Shlomo was going to open the Beis HaMikdash, and Bas Paro played a kind of a ruse on him to get him to miss the Tamid Shel Shachar when the Beis HaMikdash was supposed to open. So, Bat Sheva came in, Al Titein LaNashim Cheilecha, it gave him words of rebuke that he had, sort of given over in this microcosmic way, but also in a broader sense, himself and his values and his persona to a woman who, was a corrupting and corrosive influence on him. So that was itself a very consequential, moment in Shlomo HaMelech's life. The Beis HaMikdash opening, he's fulfilling here the vision of his father, but it's really the words of his mother that, set him on the path. Shema b'ni Musar Avicha v'al titosh taras imecha. So here we can, see, as I just quoted the pasuk from Perek Aleph, the kind of symmetry that we find in the beginning and end of Sefer Mishlei. So the pasuk that I wanted to focus on is, after, this introduction, so Shlomo sings this peon to his mother, Eishes Chayil Miyimtza, V'rachok Mipnin Emichra, right, how important, his mother really is in his life, and, what she's represented in terms of the household. So I want to just focus for a moment on Pasuk Chav Zayin. So Fia Halichos Besa, V'lechem atzlus lo sochel. So the word to be at sofeh isn't just to look, but is to peer very closely, right? A lookout is at sofeh. Somebody who's, in modern Hebrew they call them, tatzpitanit. The people who are, very often women have that responsibility in the army. So they're, observers, right? They have to watch very, very closely. So it's not just, mistakeles, it's not just liros, it's even beyond that. Sophia halichos besa, to look very deeply at all that goes on in the household. Very interesting expression, right? Halichos besa, the comings and goings, orchos devesa, right? V'lechem atzlus lo sochel. And above all, what's inexcusable is indolence, is a kind of an apathy, is a lack of alacrity. So, that really conforms to what we spoke about before. That Asher Yisarto Imo, that Shlomo HaMelech, according to the Medrash, was oversleeping, and she said, that will not pass here. V'lechem atzlus lo sochel, that Batsheva, his mother, came in and said, there are standards. Rashi puts it very beautifully. Sophia hibebesa. Rashi in general understands the parak to be a mashal about the role that Torah has, but be that as it may, right? No senes leva tzorche b'nei besa eich yinagu be'emes vitznius. Two virtues, right? To be people of integrity and people of modesty, who are not, self-important and who are mission-driven, who are fidelitous to a particular set of values and who go about their business quietly, modestly. The tragedy of Shlomo HaMelech's life is that he, as he documents in Kohelas, so which we'll read over Sukkos, is that he really did get carried away in a very unhealthy manner. And that kind of, extremely, extravagant level of interaction that he had with others and with the world was really his undoing. So here we have Echinagu be'emes utznius, to be truthful and to, of course, be modest in all of one's doings. It's interesting, the preceding pasuk, Pia Pascha Bechachma, Visoras Chesed Alashona, that you speak words of wisdom. So, in the, the introduction to this section, to the Eishes Chayil, the Divrei Lemuel, so it concludes with a verse which is, very important in halacha, Psach Picha Le'ilem, Eldin Kol B'nei Chalof, that we have a responsibility to open our mouths for those who can't speak for themselves. And Psach Picha Shvot Tzedek V'din Ani V'Evyon, so the Pia Pascha B'chachma of the mother translates into the righteous actions of the children. Psach Picha L'Ilem, Psach Picha Shvot Tzedek. So the conclusion of Sefer Mishlei really is a classical exposition of how much influence our parents, particularly our mother, a matriarch figure, can have over all of us in terms of shaping our values. And it does, as we say, take us back to the beginning. If, Mishlei Shlomo ben David, Melech Yisrael, Shlomo understood himself to be his father's son, that's where we started, but then Shema ben Musa Avicha, Al Titosh Torah Asimecha, he concludes Sefer Mishlei by saying, I'm very much, my mother's son as well, and her values, Asher Yisarto Imo, and in particular, Sophia Halichos Besa, her expectations, and then monitoring those expectations and ensuring that we would live up to those expectations. Lechem Atzlos Lo Sochel was of profound importance in his life. And I think this has been true throughout Jewish history in terms of matriarch figures setting a vision and setting a standard, and then making sure that their charges, as it were, live up to those standards. I want to thank everybody for joining us for Sefer Mishlei. I wish everybody a wonderful Yontif going into Sukkos, and we look forward to continuing, as always, our learning together.